This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Imam al-Shafi'i at one time lived in Yemen. At a certain point, it so happened that he got mixed up in a criminal investigation and was deemed to have been involved in the crime. He was not known and had no local contacts that could testify on his behalf. There was very little he could do. So at the trial, he simply began repeating the dua, Ya Latif, ultuf bina fima jarat bihi al-maqadir. O gentle one, infuse what has been destined for us of hardships with your gentleness. When he was given a chance to speak, the governor recognized that this is no criminal. He brought him forward and the conversation went on until he was released. Some narrations tell us that the governor was in fact the Khalifa Harun al-Rashid. We're in a time now when there will be a lot of changes, a lot of negative things, and we have very little control over it. This is a very important dua to keep on our tongue regularly. What the dua means is that you can't change what's going to happen. We don't even know what's going to happen. But we can seek Allah's help in how these events affect us. We separate between the event and the effects of the event. Rain, for example, falls on everyone, but it hits people in different ways. Some are ready and some aren't. Some have protection, some don't. Some know the value of rain and others don't. It's no different with trials and tribulations. Ya Latif, ultuf bina fima jarat bihi al-maqadir. Ya Latif, ultuf bina fima jarat bihi al-maqadir. O gentle one, infuse what has been destined for us of hardships with your gentleness.
This has been a presentation of the Safina Society audio blog. Subscribe to our channels on YouTube, SoundCloud, and Spotify to receive notifications of future posts.